Trash
with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Well, Jerry Seinfeld released a new batch of comedians in cars getting coffee, and one of his guests in this new run is Eddie Murphy. And he had a little bit of an exclusive for Jerry. Eddie told Jerry he's going to come out of retirement and do some stand-up again.
You know that you not doing stand-up drives people crazy. You know that, right?
I'm going to do it again. It was
really?
I have to get up and work. The only way you could get like an act is I got to go to the clubs and work out. I'm going to do that again.
He has incentive to do it because this just came out this morning. Netflix is going to give Eddie $70 million.
I could come up with some jokes for $70 million.
To do a series of comedy specials, $70 million to return to stand-up. Linda Ronstadt and Earth, Wind, and Fire among those who will be saluted with Kennedy Center honors at the end of the year, along with Sally Field and Sesame Street, all getting honored at year's end. Linda Ronstadt doesn't seem to be too impressed, she says, about the honor. I don't think a lot about prizes. You do the work for the work. All right. She doesn't sing anymore, so someone will be...
It's Parkinson's?
Yeah, so someone will be singing for her, I would guess. That's not going to be easy to do. She's got a hell of a voice, but I'm sure there's somebody out there in the pop world who might be able to belt out some of the old Ronstadt tunes. Billy Joel answered a series of questions for Billboard magazine. One of the questions, and you'll get to it at the end of this deal, but one of the questions they asked him was, if you could share the stage with one artist, who would it be, like dead or alive? And he'll answer that question, but he's got a couple other ones to get to first.
What song do you have to play at every show? Duh. It's Piano Man. What is your favorite song to play? My favorite song to play would probably be You May Be Right. What are some of your favorite emerging artists at the moment? I don't have a clue. I don't listen to pop music, so I don't know who's emerging or who's submerging. If you could bring one artist, past or present, on stage with you, who would it be and why? I would probably bring Jimi Hendrix on stage, and I would just sit back and shut the up. Okay.
That's a good call.
Good call.
And then Tom Cruise made a surprise appearance at Comic-Con in San Diego, and he introduced a trailer for Top Gun, which is all over the internet this morning. You can see it. It looks great. I have no idea if the movie's any good, but it's a damn good 2-minute trailer. Cruise told the audience there, 34 years ago, I made a movie in San Diego and shot across the street in a restaurant. San Diego is a special place for Top Gun, and the sequel was shot here last summer. And, of course, they did some stuff with NAS Whidbey on that. So Tom Cruise was on with Conan O'Brien last night.
So I introduced you in Hall H. The minute you come out, people in the audience are all screaming out all your iconic lines. Now, an actor's lucky to have one. They're screaming out, people are yelling out, you complete me, I feel the need for speed, you know, you had me at hello. Everyone's got their own. Which is the one you get the most, do you think?
I don't know which one I get the most, to be honest. I mean, what's that? Show me the money?
Yeah.
Show me the money. Show me the money!
Please tell me, Tom, that you yell that at your ATM occasionally.
Yes.
I would do anything.
Show me the money!
And then you add, in 20s!
That's the trash.